With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came down from the mountains, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I will do it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is a certain audacity and boldness in the words of the leper when he says, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." In the first place, this man approached Jesus, a thing which should not be done during the time of the Lord. Because as we all know, lepers are all outcasts, and they live on the fringes of the city, and every time they approach a crowd of healthy people, they must announce their coming. And so this man, seeing that it was Jesus, approached Jesus, very bold, and then asked the Lord for healing. There's something revelatory and something that is a teaching moment at this gesture of the leper. It was not the same attitude that we could see from the king of Judah in the first reading, Zedekiah. As you can see, the leper had seen Jesus as a redeemer, as someone who had power to undo whatever misfortunes has happened to him. Zedekiah, the king of Judah, knew the power of God because he was part of the elect people of God. Yet what did he do when the Babylonians were there and there's threat all over the place? What did he do? Well, he did not run to the Lord and ask the Lord, "Lord, if you will, you can save us." He went to Egypt and he asked the king of Egypt, he allied himself with the Egyptians so they can fight the Babylonians. And so we saw what happened. The all of the southern kingdom was razed to the ground. The walls were stripped down. The temple was no more. And then, tragedy of all tragedies, all of the heirs to the throne of David, the sons of Zedekiah, they were killed before Zedekiah. He witnessed the killing of the heirs to the throne of David, which will give rise to the Messiah. And then to cap all of that, they blinded, they gouged his eyes. And so the last thing that Zedekiah saw was the death of the promise of the Lord that the kingdom of David will persist forever. And so he was taken. He was taken to exile. That was tragic. That was tragic. And so so here the leper gives us a stunning contrast to the attitude of Zedekiah. The leper saw in Jesus a redeemer. The Redeemer, who if he wills, he can save and he can heal him. Like I said, this is revelatory for us. This is a lesson for all of us. We must look to the Lord. We must look to God as the Redeemer. Whatever it is that we are in, especially those moments of great distress and great tragedy, we run to the Lord. We go to the Lord. "If you will, Lord, you can save me." All of us believe that God is powerful, that God is almighty. There's nothing new about that. The thing is to act based on that knowledge, just like what the leper did. Because really, in reality, Even the devil knows that God is powerful. We have to make a difference. Like this man, step forward, whatever, and do not be shy, you know, do not be afraid, you know. I'm afraid I'm not worthy. I did not say my prayers enough, so I will sit this one out. No, no, no. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord knows the hardships and the crosses that we carry. And he approaches. And see, here, what's also astonishing is the Lord touched him. Something that is also a taboo during that time. That's what the Lord does. He approaches us and defies all bounds of propriety just to be with us. And so today, my friends, as we approach the Lord in the Eucharist, let us be mindful of what it is that ails us. Where are you? What kind of darkness are you in? And say, as we taste the Lord once more, Lord, if you can save me.